The United States Supreme Court has ruled today on a voting case out of Virginia. The court says Virginia does not have to reinstate people that it removed from the voter rolls, alleging they were possible non-citizens, even though some were born in the United States, including one who spoke with NPR's Jude Joffe Block.
Civil rights groups and the Justice Department had argued that Virginia violated federal law by systematically purging 1,600 voters within 90 days of the election. A federal judge had agreed and ordered the voters reinstated by today. Before the Supreme Court reversed that ruling, Governor Glenn Youngkin had blasted the lower court's decision on Fox News on Friday.
This is a stunning ruling by a federal judge who is ordering Virginia to reinstate individuals who have self-identified as non-citizens back on the voter rolls.
The claim that large numbers of non-citizens are poised to vote illegally in the election has become a key Republican talking point this year, but there's no evidence to back that up. And while Youngkin has asserted his program targets non-citizens, Lynchburg, Virginia resident Nadra Wilson begs to differ.
I was born in Brooklyn, New York. I'm a citizen.
Wilson, who showed NPR her U.S. passport, has voted in Virginia since 2016. But she recently discovered her registration was canceled. Her trouble began after she renewed her driver's license recently. Soon after, Wilson got a notice in the mail saying she had 14 days to affirm she's a U.S. citizen. But by the time the letter got to her, it had first gone to an old address, the deadline had passed and her registration was canceled.
I don't know exactly how this has come about, but it's very, very unfair. And there are a lot of people who it's going to impact who are registered voters.
It turns out Wilson isn't the only one who was mistakenly flagged as a possible non-citizen after a visit to the DMV. Eric Olson is the director of elections for Prince William County and says there are issues with the DMV form where people mark if they are a citizen.
It's kind of known to be something of a problematic form because it has these boxes at the top of the form above the title. It just lends itself to people making mistakes or not seeing the information.
Olson says if the state flags a voter as a potential non-citizen, county election offices like his must send a notice and must cancel the registration of those who don't respond in time. Attorneys who represent civil rights groups that sued Virginia have been combing through the list of canceled voters. Anna Dorman is an attorney with Protect Democracy, a nonprofit that promotes voting rights.
We have already been able to contact numerous people on these lists who are, in fact, citizens.
Virginia allows in-person voter registration through Election Day, and Nadra Wilson managed to re-register even before the court ruling. Yesterday, she cast her ballot. Jude Joffe Block, NPR News.